Honey, I blew up the business.
Recording in progress. Okay. It's the Wayne's World intro in 3, 2, 1. Welcome to the launch episode of season 2 of Honey, I Blew Up the Business. You might have noticed we've had a little pause of podcasts whilst we prepare season two. Well, we didn't really know we were doing season 1 originally. We just started doing a podcast. And then 18 months later, we've realized actually we may be onto something because it's gone quite well, actually, this podcast. And I'll get into that. But I want to make it really clear that whilst I may be recording a podcast, I am not a podcast host. I'm actually the CEO of an actual business, which is I'm running day to day. I fit the podcast in around it. It was this business that we blew up back in 2017. Blew up in a bad way. Hence the name of the podcast, because we did turn the business around, and it's for what it's worth, doing better than ever now. And we've been going for nearly 19 years. But in that process, I learned a lot about myself and about business. So afterwards, I had a kind of sense of shame around it. It was a bad thing that happened, that I messed up, and I felt, you know, stupid, foolish, shameful about that whole time. And so two reasons. One, to kind of get that monkey off my back. And secondly, to kind of help people, help you maybe, to navigate your entrepreneurial journey. I felt the urge to create the podcast and to talk to other entrepreneurs about their experiences and to share that because the currency of running a business is ups and downs and uncertainty and often failure. So I thought a podcast would be a good format, a good way to help you, help my tribe of entrepreneurs get on better, maybe not make the mistakes I made. It was kind of an experiment, really, to see if, I thought it'd be an interesting thing to do. And however, I hadn't quite figured out that basing a podcast, a piece of media, on the worst time of my life was maybe something that might be, I sort of took for granted that would be a straightforward thing to do. And it wasn't. And on the day of it going live, the podcast 18 months ago, I felt literally physically sick at the idea of it being public. I mean, it really was very difficult for me to record the trailer, the first ever thing I recorded. It was like going back to a very, very dark place. Before we launched this thing, trust me, it was not a thing I thought was going to be super successful. And I was very, very nervous about actually telling people about what happened, even though it is in a funny and quippily titled podcast format. Yeah, I was kind of shitting myself, basically. And then when we launched it, we seemed to have almost immediately touched a nerve, because within 48 hours of launching it, we were number 2 in the Apple Podcast Entrepreneurship Chart. I was up there alongside Stephen Bartlett and Gary Vee and a whole bunch of other very, very popular podcasts, Jocko Willink, listed alongside them all. Which frankly, considering like 2 days, on the morning of launching it, I was being physically sick feeling. And 2 days later, I was like punching the air thinking I'd like, you know, become a superstar. So it was kind of a weird sort of launch, but we seem to have touched a nerve. And after 18 months, and by the way, this is with no advertising promotion. We've never really sort of promoted it apart from on our own kind of channels. We're in the top 5% of all global podcasts, which is kind of mind-blowing, considering this was an experiment about something I felt a bit shameful about and really didn't think, well, I've never done it before. I run a company and I fit it in around the day-to-day of the company. So now, after that 18 months, I've interviewed 60 entrepreneurs, many of whom are really very, very, very accomplished. A number of whom actually reached out to me, which was kind of shocking, actually, because I'm just sort of, I feel like I'm just bumbling along with something I'm doing on the side. And then these very accomplished people with very successful companies and accreditations from the Queen and what have you have got in touch and come on to the podcast. And actually through that, I've made a whole bunch of really great relationships with the guests. Like, this whole thing has been really fascinating because I've met some interesting people who've shared their stories on the podcast, which helps you, but also helps me because I've had people who've given me feedback on my shifts in my business plan, who've connected me to people, who've helped me, and even in some instances have become clients of my business. And it's kind of, none of that was intentional, by the way. It was all just a byproduct of actually showing up and sharing openly about what's been going on in my life. And actually, as well as that, a lot of the almost sort of informal community around the podcast has reached out and said that it's really helped them. Individual entrepreneurs have said that it's helped them pivot their business to find new directions, to find find solace in the fact that the people like me and people like my guests have all gone through experiences like that and have got through the other side and actually have become successful almost because of that difficulty. So these kind of stories are proving to be valuable, not for not just quotes a podcast from content for your ears, but for actual practical help in the real world. And that helps me, it helps my guests, and it helps you and the audience, the community which we're kind of, I've realized actually is beginning to, or has emerged or is emerging. So, and I think the reason why is, and I get this feedback, but I think the reason is why is truly trying to be open-hearted. What I'm trying to do here is not show off and be a smart ass. I'm really not trying to do that. What I am trying to do is help you and help people. And the people that come onto the podcast, the guests, get that spirit, I think. I get a lot of feedback from guests saying that what they believe what I'm doing is a, quote, good thing. You know, a good thing for the world to be talking about this kind of side of entrepreneurship, which often isn't talked about. The more, call it shadow side, the downs as well as the ups that you get on this journey, which often we're kind of compelled to do because often it doesn't really make a lot of sense. So that shadow side, the yin to the yang of entrepreneurship, the dark, shitty bit, is often where a lot of the lessons are that you will get taught, whether you want them or not. That's part of the price of signing up to this thing. And I think the reason that's struck a chord, specifically the shadow side of entrepreneurship, is because it's refreshing. It's refreshing in the context of a world, particularly on social media, where entrepreneurship is positioned as this shiny, successful, Lamborghini driving, designer clothes wearing, traveling first class, having entrepreneurial sort of vision. And most people's experience of being an entrepreneur or running a business, which is basically a small business, is it's kind of, hard work and a lot of graft and a lot of kind of not a lot of that shiny stuff. And all that bullshit entrepreneur stuff that's sloshing around makes people feel bad about themselves because, they're struggling with the day-to-day shadow bit. And so what I want to do actually, and want to lean into this as I'm going forward, is the fact that as an entrepreneur, your future is uncertain. My future is uncertain. And I'm going to come on to this. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm running a business. I'm not a podcaster. I've got a past, which I reference in this podcast, that I blew up the business and I've learned from that, which helps me in the present. But I'm also living out a future story that hasn't happened yet that I want to happen. But I don't know if it's going to work. I can only be in the groove that I found for myself after blowing up my business. And I want this podcast and everything, in fact, everything I'm doing to be the antidote to all the fake BS about entrepreneurship and entrepreneurial life that there is on social media. I want to puncture the perception other people have it all sorted, that I have it all sorted. Trust me, I do not. I struggle with many, many things in my life. And my the truth is that's what everybody's like. But even the act of me publishing this podcast, you may project onto this that, oh, this guy's got it all sorted. He's got a podcast. It's done quite well. He's got a company, whatever. But the actual lived moment-to-moment experience of my life is uncertainty, fear, a vulnerability. I don't know it's going to work out. And I've got this kind of haunted part of myself, which is the haunted by the blow up of the podcast. So this is a kind of, call it a trauma, but a echo of a bad experience that very much was emotionally difficult that hangs over me today that I have to be mindful of and aware of and work with so it doesn't sabotage me again. So I want this podcast and really my output into the world to be the place where we congregate and come together as a group of people, a tribe, a people who are on the same wavelength, who are connected to the frequency, the signal that I'm emitting and that we emit. This is a podcast, is a signal out into the world. And I'm getting people coming back and tuning into that. And those people are like me, actually, these entrepreneurs that are open-hearted, optimistic, trying to do good in the world. They're the people who connect with me as a result of the podcast. And then they are the people who come on the podcast because that's me. That's us. That's what I'm really finding is it's not a broadcast mechanism I'm involved in here. This is a dialogue. And maybe that's you too. Maybe you're an open-hearted, optimistic entrepreneur trying to do good in the world. And you're experiencing that struggle, that fear, uncertainty, vulnerability that I feel. And that's maybe why you're listening to this and maybe why you've tuned into it. And maybe that's where we can connect and work together and help each other in the future. Because the season two thing is really a way of us, me pausing and reflecting and saying, okay, we've done something. It's been an experiment that has, I would say, worked. It's working. So what happens now? What happens in a season two? And that's something I've been slightly wrestling with, if I'm honest. I've been kind of thinking, well, what is this thing and what am I doing? And is it just, am I trying to become the next Joe Rogan? And am I trying to become the number one in the charts? Because there's a sort of default setting of everybody around you, be it your colleagues, friends, network, podcast producing partners, who where your muscle memory is, well, you just need bigger guests and more listeners and more is better, you know? And I'm not entirely sure that that's what I want for this podcast or for you. I don't think getting on increasingly bigger guests, well, that's nice. I don't think it's really what this is about. The heart of Honey, I Blew Up the Business. Because I'm not really interested in building a podcast, frankly. I'm more interested in building my business. So I'm not a podcaster. I have a podcast, but I'm not, quotes, a podcaster. I'm a dude that's muddling along, trying to build back from this absolute major fuck up that broke my business into pieces and actually broke me into pieces and my personal life. And I nearly lost everything. I didn't nearly lose the business. I nearly lost my marriage and the business and my money and all my relationships and even indeed my health that was at risk. And if you've had a chance to listen to the original trailer, I'd recommend it just purely because you get a feel for what was going on at that time. It was very, very dark. And I don't want to go back there again. And so that's why I've been really leaning into learning from that experience and creating what I call or label the groove that I'm in to build back from that place. So there's a present in the present moment, day to day now, I'm trying to live out the groove. And part of that is doing what I'm doing here. Because the reason the business blew up, the reason that my life blew up wasn't, you know, something rational like, I don't know, we'd got our gross profit to staff ratio out of kilter or something technical or economic, although that was a factor. It was a form of self-sabotage. It was something I did to myself. And I didn't know I was doing it to myself. It was unconscious patterns, behaviors, emotions driving me to do and not do certain things that led to the blow up personally and professionally. It was my fault that it all happened. But I wasn't perhaps even aware of what the drives were that made it happen. And I'll tell you for sure, my ego, my sense of identity, my sense of self didn't want to admit that. But unfortunately, reality was biting. Reality was giving me a very, very, very clear lesson. And as I was kind of sat in the middle of 2017 with all my sort of life imploding, exploding in bits around me, I chose to take we call extreme ownership. And extreme ownership is a phrase of Jocko Willink's book, i.e. it's all my fault. I need to suck it up and own it and shoulder the responsibility. And that's what I did. I chose to do that. And it was very much a bitter cup to drink from. But the only way out of that situation was going through it and eating the shitty sandwich. And whilst that was difficult and sort of humiliating, the whole thing was humiliating, but it was ultimately empowering, because if I did take full responsibility, I could solve the problem. It was a breakthrough. My broken ego in bits and pieces on the floor could be put back together again, as could the business and the sort of life around me. And that led to that breakthrough of taking full ownership. It led to turning the business around and my life around, actually. And personally and professionally, things are better than ever. You know, the company has been going for 19 years. And this year, it's going to really found its groove, as have I. I'm fitter than ever. I've got better relationships than ever. I've got better friendships than ever. And the paradox of this improvement in my life and business circumstances is this is as a result of the massive fuck up, the blow up of 2017, which I still feel, if I'm honest, a big shadow over me, despite, you know, all the conversations I've had, I still have that. I'm still working through that. It was because of that I had these breakthroughs personally with this kind of new way of getting on, new way of being a groove, and professionally with a new way of delivering value for our clients based on a focus on. So my company builds digital products for startups. We didn't always do that, but that's our focus now. And what we found, and this came roots back to 2017, is that when people buy or create technology, they don't do it because of the technology. They do it because of the improvement that the technology makes. But that shift in mindset is not how anybody in my industry thinks. Everybody is focused on the tech. But our way of doing is much better for our customer. And we have found that literally nobody we have come across in the world thinks in that way and does what we do. We're told that, by the way, from people in London, South Africa, Sweden, the Netherlands. So we've got a breakthrough way of thinking, which is helping my business to grow, which came as a result of blowing up the business. When I was losing all that money, I figured, maybe if I built a business that actually showed the return on investment when it built a product for somebody and actually served their interests over time, that would be a better place to be. So these breakthroughs came from the blow up, because we've all messed things up. All of us, I mean, big and small. I had a particularly dramatic one, but we've all have them every day. And we've all learned from those things, because that's how life is. We often hide away from these things, these experiences, like I was doing, the shame I felt about the blow up and the shame I still feel about it, despite doing the podcast, right? Despite doing all these conversations, despite being a guy that talks openly about it, I still feel these things. We're kind of worried about being seen as weak, about seeing as bad or embarrassing or stupid. Foolish is something that I always have this kind of thing about feeling. Yeah, like, It's a thing that's deep in me that needs to be worked through. But this darkness is often a source of light, or can become a source of light, of insight, of knowledge, of finding the right future path for yourself. But it's being open enough to A, recognize it, and B, not judge it, actually, and call yourself stupid or like you shouldn't be feeling these things, and then being peace enough with it to incorporate it as part of your way of being, or part of you integrating the shadow. Because if I got those things integrated for me, my life is getting better. And I'm kind of, it's really interesting how the darkness helps fuel the light. And the light that I feel I can kind of bring to you and to bring to the audience is part of that process of building on and rooting into the muck, all the shit that was raked up in 2017 has turned into the kind of manure that's kind of feeding the growth of the next stage of my life. So this whole thing is kind of so here's what I want to do, and I want to have you as part of this, because I've rooted this podcast in my history, in my past. And as I've said, I've learned things from my past experience and all that blow up that helps me today in the moment, in the present moment, as I'm living out the story of my life. But I have a future that I'm working on, a future story that's unfolding from my actions today. And that future story is not certain. My past, I know and I understand it and I can learn from it. My future, I have agency over that. I can take action today. But my future is uncertain. I'm living in that day to day in the moment. And that's a journey I'm on. I'm kind of on a bit of a mission. But how that happens, I don't know yet. I'm still working through it. My aim is to turn my business, the tech department, into the world's number one tech partner for the best impact-led or social purpose startups. And that's what we've been doing, actually, just only for the last year, but working with very early stage, the seed stage, impact-led startups to help them scale and do their do more good in the world by leveraging the insight we learned from nearly going bankrupt back in 2017 to help them, to serve them, and to build their products in a way that is focused on the improvement we're making, not the tech, so they can spend less money and invest that more wisely and create sustainable, profitable businesses that can scale and therefore do good at scale. And that's what my mission is to do. And I'm not entirely sure how it's going to happen, by the way, but we've got a number of exciting ideas and plans. And for example, we're in the process of creating a fund, an investment fund, to help fund these startups as well as be a service provider to them, and lots of other ideas around that. So we've got a lot of ambitious ideas, and that's going to keep me busy for the next like 20 years. And I'm 50 years old this year, and I've got a very clear vision of where I want to go to. Peter Diamandis, the founder of XPRIZE, who also I met and spent a day with in Toronto as part of Strategic Coach. He's coached by Dan Sullivan, who was my first guest on the podcast. Peter Diamandis, who's in business with Elon Musk and Tony Robbins and all sorts of very high-profile people, said that if you want to become a billionaire, you should help a billion people. And I believe that my business, the tech department, with the method we got from blowing up and the ethic we have in terms of serving people strategically, people who are trying to do good in the world, that we can do good at scale, that we could feasibly help a billion people. And if Peter Diamandis is anything to go by, we could become a £1 billion, $1 billion business as a result of that. And we kind of think, yeah, we can get that away. And so that's kind of exciting. You know, we actually do believe we can do that. So that's my mission. But I don't know how that's going to happen. And on that road, there will be ups and downs. And I'm going to use this podcast and my social media activity and events and meetups and that kind of thing with you and with the community through this podcast to find ways how I can help to do that. Because a network is how, you know, you get insight and information about how to get moved forward. A group of other people, like-minded people, like I said, open-hearted, optimistic, ambitious entrepreneurs trying to do good in the world. That's my tribe. And I want to meet more people like that so they can help. So I can help them and they can help me and we can help each other because we're all on this journey. And my story is a version of your story. Something went well, something didn't go so well. You learned some stuff and then you came back from it. And that's because that's the way it is. That's our story, our collective story. So I'm going to share what I'm up to through this. And I'm going to focus the podcast on people who I'm actually meeting on my journey, who are helping me on my journey, who could, yes, share their stories of blow-ups and woe and what have you, but are also literally actually someone who's in my life that maybe is high profile, maybe not. But we're going to bring that into part of the mix, the real deal. We're going to take it back to the raw, back to the sort of actually what's going on day to day, the real story. Because that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to be an entrepreneur doing good doing good in the world at scale, creating an engine to do good. That's what I'm trying to do with my business. And that came from the blow up. So the past story of the blow up isn't the point. The present day is obviously critical of what we're up to day to day and how we're handling life. But the future is where we're headed. And that's one something that we can go on together. And what we're not going to do and who we're not for, right? If you want a podcast about entrepreneurship where the host and my guests are talking about their Lamborghinis and private jets and Gucci shoes and trying to talk about page funnels and clicks and a billion different hacks and life hacks and all that crap. If you want that, if you want over certain bullshitters, don't come here. Go and speak to Gary Vee or one of those kind of types. Like, we're not for you if you want to like talk about all that kind of stuff. What we are for is for people trying to do some good in the world who are open-hearted and want to embrace and help each other to sort of help each other on that path. If that's you, please get involved. Please send me some messages. Please give me some encouragement. I genuinely, you know, like I said, I'm not some podcaster up in some ivory tower. I'm in the trenches doing this day to day. And so if you want to get involved, please do. I'm going to start creating meetups in real life where we can actually hang out. You know, nothing fancy, maybe just a pub. Maybe there should be a couple of us having a pint and chatting about what we're up to. Because I want to use this as a way of sharing what I'm up to, still honoring the core purpose of the podcast, to help entrepreneurs by sharing stories about what worked and what didn't work in real life. But I'm going to bring the tribe, my tribe, our tribe, together in real life so we can swap these war stories and help each other out and have a laugh along the way. Actually have some fun on this, because whilst it's tough and difficult and can be scary, it can be a lot of fun. And I very much enjoy what I do. There's a lot of joy in being an entrepreneur. And so together we can do that. So if you like the idea, keep listening, tell your friends, like us on your preferred platform, and give us a 5-star review, all that kind of good stuff. And please reach out to me, because I do want to connect with the tribe. I do want to get us all together. And if you can help me to do that, I'd be honored to have you with me. So let's do this.